Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our mini-series on Catholic moral principles. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Did you ever see the Superman movie, Man of Steel? I actually don't recommend it. And the worst part of the movie is the way Superman's adoptive father dies. The whole family is in the car in Kansas because, of course, Superman is from Kansas, like all true superheroes. The whole family's in the car, in traffic. And by the way, there's no traffic like that in the middle of the country. But suddenly, a tornado comes. Because remember, they're in Kansas, and it threatens everybody. Superman's whole family gets out of the car, and they make it to safety, and then suddenly they realize they forgot the dog in the car. So the dad, not Superman, by the way, but the regular human dad, runs back into the tornado to save the dog. And he does save the dog, and he dies in the effort. Now the movie makes it seem like that was some kind of heroic move. But it wasn't. It was actually sinful. On the surface, the act and intention seem good. He wants to save the dog. But when you look closer, the circumstances change what he's actually choosing. Because he made the choice to risk his life, the life of a husband and father, for the sake of an animal. And that's not rightly ordered. Human life is greater than animal life. So this is not truly a good act. It's a disordered choice disguised as heroism, which shows that in moral decision-making, it's not enough to just examine what we're doing or even why we're doing it. We have to look at all the factors in the situation because they affect what we're really doing. And the technical term for that is the circumstances. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So we've been walking you through the fact that to make a good decision, what we choose to do must be good. Why we're doing it must be good. But we also have to realize that the circumstances surrounding it will affect what we're doing, and that also has to be good. So let me give you an example of something that actually happened to me. I wanted to help a family that was struggling financially. I asked them, what can I do? And they said, if you could help us pay the tuition for our children's Catholic school, that would be really helpful. So I gave them the money. Giving to the poor is a good action, and my intention was good. I really wanted to help their kids. But later, I discovered the tuition had never been paid, and the money had been spent on alcohol and other unnecessary things. That's when I realized what I thought was helping had actually contributed to harm. Now, the act in general, giving money, was good. My intention was good. But I failed to consider the concrete circumstances, how the money would actually be used. And because I ignored those circumstances, I didn't see my action in its full reality. I wasn't really helping the children. I was enabling something bad. And that's the danger. If we don't consider the circumstances, we can think we're doing good, when in reality, we're not, and we might be causing greater harm. So I changed my approach. Instead of giving the money to the family, I paid the tuition directly to the school. Then, the intention stayed the same, and the good I wanted was brought about. And this time, I was taking the circumstances into account. And the action actually accomplished the good I wanted. So, a bad circumstance or a wrong circumstance does not change a good action into an intrinsically evil act, but it can make it the wrong choice in that situation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. When we consider any decision, we have to look at three things. What we're choosing to do, why we're doing it, and any other relevant factors at play in the given situation. So it's not enough just to look at the action we're choosing or our motives, because our decisions happen in the concrete, complicated world. And we want those actions to make the world a better place, not a worse one. So we have to examine not just the action or intention, but the situation we find ourselves in. And we have to ask, is this decision likely to do more harm than good? Am I risking or neglecting a greater good for the sake of a lesser one? Am I pursuing a good that's not my job to pursue, and then failing to fulfill the responsibilities God has already given me? If so, then we have to abandon that course of action, because there's something we need to focus on instead. Some way we have been called to make the world a better place. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. There are many times when we want to do something good, and our motives are good, but we still should not do it, because the circumstances are not right. For example, you may feel moved to help others. You're tempted to say yes to everything. Now, the act, generosity, is good. The intention, charity, is good. But the circumstances, your primary responsibilities, begin to suffer. Your spouse feels neglected. Your children are not getting your time. Your work and other duties suffer. And in that case, your generosity becomes disordered. Not because generosity is bad, but because you're neglecting the duties God has already entrusted to you. The better choice is to fulfill your primary duties first, that's why they're primary, and then give from what is rightly yours to give. Or let's take voting. You may support a candidate because you want to reform immigration policy or address poverty. Those are good concerns, and your intention may be good. But if that same candidate is also firmly committed to protecting abortion and policies that actually undermine marriage and the family, then the full circumstances must be taken into account. The direct attack on innocent life and the destruction of the family are more fundamental evils and cause far greater harm. Therefore, even if your motive is good, the circumstances are not right to support that candidate. So again, it's not enough that what you're doing is not evil in itself, or that you don't detect any bad motives in your heart. You have to consider the circumstances carefully so that your decision truly serves the good rather than actually causing greater harm. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Human beings are fundamentally good. We generally want to do good things, and we want to do them for good reasons. But we get in a hurry, or we're lazy, and we don't think it through. And we don't end up making a good decision because we didn't consider the circumstances fully. Nowhere is this temptation more common than in the temptation to neglect prayer. Why do we neglect prayer? Is it because we're doing evil things, or that we have wicked motives? No. It's usually because we get so focused on so many good things with so many good motives, and we forget the one thing necessary, a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer. So when you start to examine your actions and you consider the circumstances, remember this: any good thing that makes you neglect daily prayer is probably a temptation. What you're doing may be good. Why you're doing it may be good. But if it's causing you to neglect prayer, then the circumstances are wrong. And you should let that good thing go and spend a little time with the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Lord, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What did that make you reflect on?
I actually really liked that personal story you told, because I think it connected back well to the conversation we had in, I think, the last meditation, where I talked about an argument that I'd had in the past about sort of morality paralysis, where you think if you can't perfect your intentions, you might choose not to. It might be your excuse not to do a lot of good actions. But then flipping it into this meditation, you might say, well, the circumstance is bad, so the good action, the good intention, you can just throw it all out. But I like that in that story, it's you didn't use it as an excuse to, it's easy to just clam up and think, I shouldn't give money to the poor because they're all just going to abuse it, but to find new ways to help people, and that there is still a way to give the tuition directly, because it's just too easy to argue ourselves out of all good actions and ignore the good circumstances that are there, that if you just keep searching, there's still a way to help people. Even if that means it's never bad to give someone on the street a water bottle or just something. And I know people then make the argument, a lot of people will reject food or bottles. They might be wary about what people might put in them, things like that. In my experience, a lot of people will absolutely accept an unopened water bottle or some kind of Gatorade or anything. But looking for different circumstances is also okay.
Yeah.
And so I really, really liked that part of the meditation.
Well, I think the point is we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the whole point of meditation. We're coming to the Lord in meditation because we want to learn, we want to do better, and it's going to be trial and error. And we're not perfect. So let's just, I mean, here it is. We're going to reach holiness by going forward in a stumbling, bumbling way.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And every step, we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
So we just keep going forward. Sure, we make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault in the first place that you had tried to help that family with tuition, and then they misused the funds. But once you learned and once you knew, then moving forward, your only decision was to find a different way to support the children.
Well, I'll be honest. The first mistake I made was I was in too big a hurry.
That's always a great...
If I would have just...
Assessment of our faults.
If I would have assessed it, just taken a little time, assessed it a little, got some information on the ground, I could have made a better decision up front. But again, that's part of the learning. It's one of my bad habits. One of my bad habits is that I'm rash. I jump. I act too quickly. And it's just one more way for us to learn about ourselves, learn how to make corrections in ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of all of this.
Because it's not to say that you'll listen to these meditations and then immediately be like, well, I get how to, I'll be perfect from here on out. I'll just understand every circumstance I go into, because even though we are saying there is like a black and white, there is a simple way to understand these things. It's just going to take learning on the ground, like you said, and a lot of, I think even what you said about sometimes we just need to do good actions with more consideration, more slowly.
Yeah.
Less rushed.
But at the same time, I appreciate what you're saying, that, hey, let's not use where people have abused things. Let's not use that as an excuse for us to opt out of.
Or it's even just the Catholic habit of discerning to a fault.
Yeah.
Where, no, I'm just going to keep thinking on it. I'm just going to keep thinking on it. I'm going to bring it to prayer. Half the time, I don't even bring it to prayer. And really, I'm just saying I'm kicking the can down the road.
You know, what's really awesome is, right, you're setting the stage. We're going to finish up this mini series on moral principles, and then we're going to go into the virtues. And the first virtue, the first human virtue, is prudence. And what you're just walking through the steps of prudence to help us avoid three pitfalls: being rash or indecisive, paralysis by analysis, or the inability to follow through. I can't wait to get to that virtue, because it's so practical.
Well, this is all very beautiful and very, very helpful. It's okay, you can take a compliment sometimes.
I was actually
on your laurels.
I was thinking about a good way to segue out of this conversation.
Well, that's okay.
Thank you. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.